Welcome everyone. Let's start from the events that have taken place since our last teleconference. The third quarter of 2016 featured an increased activity of all telecom operators related to prepaid mandatory registration cards. I will refer to this in detail later while discussing the operating results. We have acquired key spot rights for our sport channels for the year 2018-2022. This will allow us to maintain an offer attractive to our viewers and to implement the strategy of our station. During the last conference, we informed you of the changes in the makeup of the board of directors. At the last EGM, some changes also took place, this time in the supervisory board. The AGM appointed Mr. Marek Kapuściński, an independent member of the supervisor board, as its chairman. Mr. Kapuściński's experience and his knowledge are certain to guarantee to the shareholders the company's effectiveness of supervising. Finally, it is worth mentioning that in the fourth quarter, we are continuing our sales strategy aimed at increasing the number of services and revenue. We are launching new campaigns in almost every segment of our business, and we believe that, like last year, they will bring in positive results. Now let's discuss the operating results in more details. First, the result of our television. I'm giving the floor to Maciek Stec now.
Thank you, Tobias. It's been yet another quarter during which we achieved strong viewership results. Our main channel has been again the leader on Polish market with a market share of 13% in the commercial target group. The start of the autumn schedule went in line with our expectation and we are very happy with its operational outcome. Our thematic channels also led in the field with a result of 11.6%, which ultimately translated into 24.6% for the whole group. I see this as a very strong result, having in mind the fact that in the same period our competition broadcasted Olympic Games and the market still get more and more fragmented. Good viewing figures are very important, but what's more important, we have been able to convert our viewership results into growth of sales of advertising airtime and TV sponsoring. Meanwhile, the market was flat while our revenue grew by nearly 1%. It was a very successful quarter for us. I used to say that our quarterly performance is important, however, the TV business has to be viewed in the longer perspective. And our main TV channel and the entire group were the leaders in the commercial target group during 9 months of 2016. What's worth mentioning, our audience share increased on the fragmenting market from 24.6% to 24.8%. And again, the decent viewership results during the first 9 months of the year successfully translated into much better advertising performance. Our revenue from TV advertising and sponsoring grew much faster than the market. During the first 9 months of the year, the market grew at 1%, while our revenues increased by nearly 5%. What's interesting is that during the first 9 months of the year, the market grew by around 29 million zlotys, while our revenue increased by around 35 million zlotys. Looking at the growth dynamics of the entire TV advertising market during the first months of the year and based on the sector-specific analysis, we expect the market growth during the whole of 2016 by a low single digit. That's all on my part. Now let me hand over to Tobias.
Thank you, Maciek. I'm glad to communicate that the number of contract RGUs provided by the Polsat Group companies exceeded 13 million in quarter 3 2016. Actually, all three major product lines currently contribute to the growth. Over the last 12 months, we have increased the number of contract RGUs by as many as 600,000, which is a great success in our strategy. In quarter 3 2016, it was mobile telephony that contributed most to the net additions. An increase of 112,000 year-on-year has been by far the strongest result in many years. It is fair to say that it should be partly attributed to mandatory prepaid SIM card registration process. We do encourage our customers who visit our point of sale to try postpaid solutions, and the results affirmed we are successfully in convincing them to do so. In the year-over-year perspective, it is pay TV that is growing the most. Actually, pay TV products are responsible for half of the 600,000 growth. We are successfully continuing to sell our value-added services like multi-room or OTTs. What is very important, however, we have again succeeded in expanding our core pay TV subscriptions. And last but not least, the internet. Another 200,000 RGUs added, which is a very good result. As far as contract RPU is concerned, it keeps growing, which is clear evidence of the success implementing of multiple strategy. As you can see, each of our customers uses 2.22 contract RGUs on average. And this multiplier keeps growing, which drives ARPU up. Those of you who monitor our results regularly will notice that ARPU growth dynamics are slightly lowered in the previous quarters. There are several reasons for it. EU roaming rate regulation imposed in April, impacting the summer holiday season revenues to the full extent. The before mentioned prepaid SIM migrations, these customers prefer lower tariffs, higher single player ones. This before mentioned prepaid SIMs migrations, these customers prefer lower tariffs, rather single player ones, which arithmetically dilutes the reported blended ARPU. The growing share of the installment-based model of sales for customer equipment reflected in higher revenue from equipment sales has also impacted the ARPU level. Regarding the future, upselling new services to our customers in order to build ARPU remains our key strategy focus. On the other hand, until February 2017, we are going to continue encourage our prepaid users to migrate to contract solutions. Many changes are to be discussed in the prepaid landscape. There's a new anti-touristic law enforcing local prepaid users to regulate their SIM cards. As a result of this requirement, gross additions of prepaid SIM cards has been limited across the whole telco sector. The most important thing to point out there is that the process of prepaid registration does not exert a big impact on our financials. The Polish telco market is going through major remodeling now. We believe that after first quarter of 2017, we will see the Polish mobile market less saturated than reported before. We believe the new landscape of the mobile market will be closer to reality with a far stronger contract lag. We would also advise you to pay more attention to the revenue dynamics rather than to the KPI performance in this transition period. And there is one additional topic which needs to be discussed. As you can see, our prepaid ARPU has declined 1.6% this time. It is the effect of very attractive but strictly time-limited one-off bonuses that our customers enjoy after registration with us. The prepaid users who decide to register early can actually use their prepaid SIM free of charge for over the next 30 days. We intend to keep this special offer active and you should expect some ARPU pressure over the next two quarters. And let's close this chapter with SmartDom results. 21% of our contract customers enjoy multiplay benefits. SmartDom base keeps growing and exceeded 1.25 million. What is important, our contract base has also started growing with single play users who decided to migrate and sign new contracts with us. Of course, we will be encouraging them to join the Smart Dome program in future. Smart Dome ARPU continuously exceed 100 zloty, and as guided 2 quarters ago, the record low churn ratio of 8.5% per annum is a very good rate for the sector, and we should be happy to keep it as low level going forward. And now I give the floor to Kasia with the financial results.
Thank you, Tobias. Good afternoon, everyone. Before I pass to the pure financial results, I'd like to share with you the status of implementation of our synergies. As you may remember, the synergies were presented exactly 3 years ago as we were announcing the acquisition of Polkomtel. They were calculated in 3 streams. There was a revenue-related stream, cost-related stream, and financial synergies. In all these streams, we assumed that they reflect the future effect for the years 2014 to 2019, as the outside business and social environment would have been stable. So now, back to the slide, if you're looking at revenue-related synergies, then we have nearly 1.5 million cross-sold products in the Smart Dome program with RPU of approximately 30 zlotys, which actually, in my opinion, fulfills the synergy that was previously announced. As far as the financial synergies are concerned, 3 years ago, we have announced incremental synergy of 500,000 zlotys. This would be as Polkomtel would have refinanced itself previously. So this half of the million was only the incremental effect of the joint refinancing. Sometime later, we have increased this synergy to 700 million zlotys, and it has been realized in full. Just to remind you, the cumulative effect of the whole refinancing, all the savings would be around 2 billion zlotys. As to the cost-related synergies, 3 years ago, we estimated a cumulative effect of 1.5 billion zlotys. At the moment, we have launched over 70 initiatives with the cumulative effect of 800 million. And they already are and will be impacting our future results positively. But due to the fact that we are operating in a rapidly changing environment, we must put the business development needs first, even if it means that we have to put them on hold, postpone, reinvest, or even abandon them. For example, initially we wanted to optimize or downsize our point of sales network. However, at some point of the process, we realized that we should stop the optimization halfway, as our sales network will be vital not only to the registration of prepaid, but also to our future plans of selling many different services to our customers. To sum up, all of these synergies that are already in place are supporting our current results, which are shown on the next slides. And now the pro forma results. As far as the helicopter view of the pro forma results of our group is concerned, our total revenues have increased by 3.4%. And due to these increasing revenues, tight cost control and the synergies I was talking about before, EBITDA is up by 3% on a quarter-to-quarter basis. Very high level of free cash flow. It increased by 23% from the last reported quarter last year. Now is also the good part. We continue to present our ratio in 2 ways. Net debt to EBITDA, according to the SFA, is down to 2.96, which indicates a future lower margin on our SFA debt. Meanwhile, our total net debt to EBITDA has decreased to 3.19, which will have future indications as to the dividend, but that will be talked over by Tobias at the later stage. Passing to the pro forma revenues of the segments, segment of services to individual and business customers. In the third quarter of 2016, the revenue due to higher sales of equipment and wholesale revenue is up by 2%, and cost is up by 4%. It's mainly due to the cost of equipment sold and higher content cost. It's inter-segment cost with related to UEFA Euro 2016. As for the broadcasting and TV production segment, it's been a very good quarter. The revenue is higher due to UEFA Euro 2016. As you may remember, the revenues and cost of UEFA 2016 is split in between the segments. Most of the matches were shown in the second quarter, but few most important and most watched matches were shown in the third quarter. So as the result, we've got increased EBITDA of 128 million and a margin of almost 40%. As for our pro forma consolidated revenue structure, our revenues, there is nothing completely new. Voice services decrease is partly compensated by higher revenue from pay TV services and internet access services. We've got growing revenue from interconnect and higher revenue from sale of equipment. It's mainly due to the switch of the way we selling our equipment. It's now more installment sales than previously. As to our pro forma operating cost structure, please remember that our overall costs are strictly under control. We have a slight increase in the cost of equipment sold. We have a bit higher cost of salaries, mainly due to the schedule for creating annual bonuses provision, but also please remember that during this time we've also absorbed administrative cost of the companies that we acquired. And we have a slightly growing cost of distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention cost during to sales commission being amortizing in the books over time. As to the pro forma cash flow statement, most of the items were previously presented by Tomasz. They mostly happened in the previous quarter. So I think as the free cash flow is concerned, I'd be rather optimistic. I can tell you that in my opinion, by the end of the year, we hit the higher range of the previous guidance given to you. Our free cash flow in the third quarter was under pressure of annual UMTS fee and the coupon for CP bonds. However, otherwise, it's very strong. And now it's my favorite slide, the group's debt as September 30th. Our net debt has decreased, also as the result of our strong free cash flows. Now we have a combined term facility of below 11 billion, Series A notes of 1 billion, and Lightning notes of 800 million. I'd just like you to know that these Lightning notes are our most expensive debt, and in the future we will be thinking of repaying this debt to the notes holders. Thank you very much, and Tobias, now I'm passing it to you.
Thank you, Kasia. As promised before, we are going to present to you the new dividend policy of the Polsat Group today. We want again to become a regular dividend payer beginning in 2017, as declared before. However, I should not surprise you with emphasizing once more that the main goal of our financial policy is to deleverage fast. We have set the target of 1.75x EBITDA, which is the level when collaterals under our current SFA drop. The leverage target has been clearly reflected in our dividend policy metrics. As you can see, we recommend linking the dividend payout to the deleveraging process. Once we are below 1.75x, the dividends should go strongly up. To sum up the presentation, we have delivered strong operating results. Our EBITDA has beaten market consensus and is partially driven by implemented synergies. We have generated decent free cash flows, which will help us to deleverage the company. As promised, we have announced the dividend policy, which assumes the first dividend payout next year. Thank you for your attention, and we are now ready to answer your questions. Operator?
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Our first question comes from Slava Degtyarev from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much for the presentation. I have a question with regards to the predictability of your cash flow. Do you see scope for any one-off non-recurring payments in the medium term that can affect the cash flow generation and ultimately the reduction of your leverage? Maybe some M&A plans or spectrum payments or premium content acquisition by the company or any various other one-off payments? Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. As for any one-offs in the nearest future, I do not see any one-offs, then it would be quite repeatable, whatever we have been paying this year.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Ondrej Cabejsek from Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Hi there. I've got a couple of questions, please. One is whether you have any indications from UPC's recently announced footprint expansion and how that might affect your operations in those areas. Second question is the recently announced 700 MHz tender being pushed back into 2022. I'd like to know your view on whether that is good or bad for you, because on the one hand, you do have high leverage, so any spectrum acquisitions are probably not welcome for you at this point. On the other hand, after 2018, you will presumably be short of low-frequency spectrum after you might lose the current 800 MHz block. The third question that I have relates to the synergies. Just to understand on the cost side, so when you say 800 million of synergies now, is that the new guidance being cut from 1.5 billion, or is that what you have sort of started working on in terms of the initiatives? What sort of synergies do you see reflected in the P&L this year for the full year and next year, please? Thank you.
Okay. Hello. About UPC, because they take over the eight other cable, they are mostly working. They have the most of their infrastructure in the cities, in the big cities. We are mostly outside of the cities. We don't see that there will be big competition for us. About the 700, I give to Bartek.
Hello, Ondrej. In terms of the 700, the last statement of the Ministry of Digitalization makes us feel, well, not maybe more comfortable, but because we are full of the spectrum, but all operators have just spent lots of money for 800 and now need to invest in the infrastructure. Probably the willingness of other operators would not be so high as well. In terms of our indebtedness, I think that Kasia Ostap confirmed our free cash flow capabilities for the next couple of years, so there would not be any problems with the financing of any of the new initiatives. In terms of the synergies, I'll give the floor to Kasia.
Okay. Thank you, Bartek. About the synergies, yes, the 800 million is our anticipated guidance. It will be a result of already implemented initiatives. If we get anything above this 800 million, we are planning to reinvest this money into our business.
Thank you. Could you just please clarify what sort of synergies you see coming through this year and next year? Whether you have any clarity already?
This year, it's a total of 160 million in the synergies. They from many different initiatives, and as I told you, we've implemented already 70 of them. So there is really in many different fields.
Okay, thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have a question from Mikhail Khosra from UBS. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. A couple of questions from me, if I may. Let me start with the TV advertising market. I would like to know your opinion. Why is the market growth so poor despite quite strong growth in private consumption?
Okay. Hello, everyone. I believe that this is an unstable situation around the world, the economy, politics, and stuff like that. So when you take a look at the advertising market in the first 9 months of the year, so that's what we can observe, is that the finance sector decreased their spending more or less 25%. And we need to remember that the sector was representing last year 10% of the total TV advertising market. So that's what is probable is, for example, it's connected to the new tax and unstable regulations to the sector. So I believe that the economy factors and the political situation is quite unstable and unpredictable. So this is the most important part, and that's, I believe that even if we increase 1% in terms of TV advertising market, it's good for the market that the business believes in their investment.
Okay, thank you. If I may, a follow-up, because I wanted to understand, is the very high margin delivered in the quarter, do you think it is sustainable going forward? I'm talking about the broadcasting sector.
Well, look, we generally concentrating on the nominal EBITDA, not on the margins. I actually, you know, will not be commenting exactly on the margin we are achieving. Apart from that part of this margin is due to one-time event.
We need to be careful with evaluation of second quarter and third quarter because it's under influence of our strategic project Euro 2016, which we operated on different fields like pay TV, free TV, selling the licenses to other TV stations. So it was complex project with very good results in terms of operational results and financial results.
Thank you. And a final question, if I may, about the sale of equipment. If you could give us some guidance, how much of those sales are we seeing in cash flow, and how much of the payments are deferred? Thank you.
Around 50% of the sales is in the installment model.
And that would be usually for 2 years, right?
Yes, that's approximately for the 2 years.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no other questions at the moment. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Thank you very much for your attendance. We'll be with you again beginning of March during our annual results teleconference. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.